This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest. This is James Patrick coming to you from the Owl's Nest. And tonight we have a matchup between your Bradford Lady Owls and the Port of Allegheny Lady Gators. Port Allegheny comes into the game 11-4, pretty quality team. We didn't play them, but we saw them over at the IBO tournament earlier this year, and they looked pretty stout. Some changes in the starting lineup tonight for your Lady Owls. Coach Pacelli trying to mix things up a little bit. So we've talked all season, or the few times we've been here to see the Lady Owls, about the mixing the lineup up, trying to find the perfect match, get things going. So the Lady Owls look to get on the winning track tonight against the Port Allegheny Gators. Earlier tonight, your JV Lady Owls won 27-16 over the Gators. Gators are led in pretty much, well, every statistical offensive category by Moses. I apologize for not having first names, but they didn't give them to me. So number 10, Moses, is the leader of the Port Allegheny Gators. She leads in points, assists, rebounds, blocks, you name it, she leads in it. So tonight starting for Port Allegheny will be Moses, Eric, Sowers, Dowell, and Evans. Starting tonight for your Lady Owls, Haley Keen, Mallory Craig, Alyssa Johnson, Ellie Kane, and Addie Carter. So a few underclassmen in there. Get some playing time and get a start. See what they can muster up. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball, WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Click this link now to review my bank transfer. I didn't make a bank transfer. Ugh, another phishing message. Are you frustrated by these too? So much of our lives are online today. To make sure my information is protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World resources. They've got four simple ways we can stay safe online. First, learn to recognize and report phishing. Next, create a strong, unique password for each online account. And use a password manager if you can. Then turn on multi-factor authentication for extra security, and you'll receive a code when logging in. And finally, turn on automatic software updates for convenience and safety. Click here to track my delivery. Another phishing message. But now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld for more quick, easy tips to be safer online.
W298CM Bradford. This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, where tonight your Bradford Lady Owls are going to be taking on the Lady Gators from Port Allegheny. Thank you for spending your evening with us here on WSB Sports. We're going to introduce the players, and we'll get underway. Once again, the starting lineup for Port Allegheny: Moses, Eric, Sowers, Dowell, and Evans. And for your Bradford Lady Owls, Haley Keen, Mallory Craig, Alyssa Johnson, Ellie Kane, and Addie Carter. The Port Allegheny Gators, Lady Gators, come into the game 11-4, as I had said before. I believe they're one game behind Otto, I think, in their Allegheny Mountain League standings. Good crowd here for a Monday evening at the Owl's Nest. Last minute instructions for the ladies. Looks like we're going to get started right on time, which we, as you know, we our start times vary. Teams want to get on the road when it's snowing and so on. But tonight we're right at 7:30. Looks like Moses will jump for the Lady Gators. It'll be Haley Keene for your Lady Owls. Lady Owls dressed in their home whites with red and black trim. Lady Gators in black with white trim. And it's won by the Gators, the tip. Here they come. Errant pass hauled in by the Gators. Lady Owls in a 2-3 zone defense. Sowers with the ball, top of the key. Down low to Moses. There's a three ball off the mark, but rebounded by the Gators. And there's Moses with a bank shot from the foul line. And there's the first two of the game. Lady Gators lead 2-0. Alyssa Johnson with the ball, calling out the play. Mallory Craig out on the wing. Dribbles to the baseline. Picks it up. Tries to get it inside. Looking for somebody. Gets it out to Eddie Carter. Carter over to Kane. Here comes Keene. Driving. Kicks it back out to Alyssa Johnson. Lady Gators playing 1-3-1, looks like. Defense. Lady Owls can't find a shot right now. Alyssa Johnson, top of the key. Down low to Carter, who's fouled. Nice pass down low, and Addie draws the foul. That foul's on Dowell. The Lady Gators' first foul and the first team foul. Addie Carter at the line for two. First one's up, and all around the rim and out. Lady Gators with a 2-0 lead currently. Second shot is up. And it's good. Lady Owls on the board. 2-1, Lady Gators lead. Lady Owls settle back at that 2-3 defense. Down low to Moses. Out for another three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Put back up off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny again. It's Moses. Kicks it out. There's a long jumper off the mark. And that's hauled in by Eddie Carter. Alyssa Johnson across the timeline. Down into the corner. Saved. A save by Mallory Craig. Now Mallory's at the top of the key. Over to Carter. Carter, other corner, Johnson. Oh, floater missed. Rebounded by Craig, and then she traveled with it. So Lady Gators will gain possession. 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Lady Gators lead 2-1. Gators across the timeline. Down low to Moses, and she's fouled. That's going to be on Mallory Craig. Her first and the team's first. Lady Gators are going to inbound under their own basket. There's another three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Moses, and she puts it up at too strong. Rebounded by Mallory Craig. Lots of pressure provided by Port Allegheny. Here comes Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Lady Owls set up. Carter in the corner. Back around the horn there to Johnson. Johnson tries to get it into Haley Keene, who gained control and dribbles it around to Mallory Craig, who travels. Mallory had a good idea there, but her feet got going a little too quick. 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Lady Gators lead your Lady Owls 2-1. And there's a dribble off the foot of a Gator. And Mallory Craig comes up with the ball. Once again, they pressure Alyssa Johnson across the timeline. Down low to Haley Keene, who is fouled. That foul's on Evans. Lady Gator's second team foul. Lady Owls will inbound under their own basket. Craig inbound to Carter. Oh, misses the layup. Craig with a rebound and the putback, and she's fouled. Craig will be at the line for two. And that's Dowell's second foul and the third team foul on the Lady Gators. Into the game is going to be Daniels and Renner for Port Allegheny. First free throw is up and short. One more shot for Mallory Craig. It's up. It's off the mark. Rebounded by the Gators. Our score remains 2-1. Port Allegheny leads. Down low to Moses, out, and it was a bad pass off her foot. Mallory Craig comes away with it. There's a nice pass to Kane down low, who's a little hard off the glass. Keene gets a board, puts it up off the mark. Eddie Carter gets the rebound, and it stolen away from her. Port Allegheny is off and running. They're off the mark. Alyssa Johnson is now off and running for the Lady Owls. End-to-end action here. And it's tipped out of bounds by Port Allegheny. Into the game for your Lady Owls is going to be Kaylee and Corey Dixon for Ellie Kane and Addie Carter. So the two seniors come in now. Corey inbounds to Callie. Callie down low to Keene. Keene misses it, gets her own rebound, and then misses it, and Corey gets a rebound, and it gets blocked, and Port Allegheny comes away with it. And then, oh. Black 21. Okay, that foul's on Daniels. I wasn't sure. That was like a football play, folks. Wasn't sure who they were going to call that on, but your Lady Owls get possession. That's four team fouls on the Gators. So the Lady Owls will shoot two on the next foul. There's a nice feed down low to Keene. A little short on the shot, rebounded by Port Allegheny. Score remains 2-1. There's a long three ball for Port Allegheny. Off the mark. Rebounded by Moses. Put back. And off the mark, rebounded by Keene. And then tied up for the jump ball by Moses. Lady Owls will gain remain possession. Into the game comes Daisy Green for Mallory Craig. So you've got Dixon, Johnson, Green, and Keene out there right now for your Lady Owls. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. And there's a pass down low. They weren't on the same page, so Port Allegheny comes away with it. Good defense. A little too good a defense there by your Lady Owls. There's a foul on Alyssa Johnson. Her first, the team second. Port Allegheny to inbound on the baseline. They get it inbounds. Lady Owls stay in that 2-3 defense. There's a three ball. That one's off the mark. Rebounded by Kaylee Dixon. Kaylee to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson brings it up court. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Lady Owls trail 2-1. There's Kaylee Dixon. Off to Keene. Off the mark. Rebounded by Corey Dixon. To Green, who shoots a little hard. Port Allegheny rebounds. Moses with the ball. Shot off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. I guess that's the most impressive thing so far. Lady Owls have the height advantage, but they're getting boxed out. That foul is on Callie Dixon, her first, the team's third. And looks like Renner for Port Allegheny will beat the line for two. First one's up, off the mark. Yeah, the Lady Owls are certainly taller and, you know, stronger, we'd say. And the second one is off the mark. Rebounded by Keene. Port Allegheny doing a great job of getting those rebounds, just boxing out. There's a down low to Keene. Tries to get a shot up. Gets her own rebound and puts it in. Haley Keene is on the board. And the Lady Owls take their first lead, 3-2. Moses with the ball. Sowers. There's a three ball by Evans. Off the mark, rebounded by Sowers. And a foul. 23, Haley Keene. First foul on Haley. And the fourth team foul. Sowers will be at the line for Port Allegheny to shoot two. First one's up. Off the mark. Into the game comes Ellie Kane for Daisy Green and Eric. Eric comes in for Port Allegheny. Second free throw's up, off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Shots off the mark. Rebound again by Port Allegheny. And it's out of bounds off Port Allegheny. Lady Owls will have the ball. Thought there might have been an extra step in there, but we'll go with the out of bounds. Lady Owls with the ball and the lead. 3-2. 1:18 to go in the first quarter. Corey Dixon, Johnson, into Keene. Keene is going to drive. Picks her dribble up, back out to Kaylee Dixon. Oh, Kaylee gets the shot up, it's fouled. That foul's on Renner for Port Allegheny, her first, and the team's fifth. Kaylee Dixon will be at the line for two. First one's up and off the mark. Dixon, Keene, Kane, Johnson in the game for your Lady Owls. Second free throw is off the mark. Lady Owls still lead 3-2, and here comes Moses all the way for the Gators. Kicks it out to the foul line. Jumper off the mark. And it goes out of bounds. Bradford ball. So we're down to 48 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lady Owls lead 3-2. Kaylee Dixon inbounds to Johnson. Johnson gets it back to Kaylee. Kicks it to Keene. Keene with a mid-range jumper off the mark. Corey Dixon fighting for the rebound, but Port Allegheny comes away with it. Moses with the ball. Kicks it outside. It's in the corner. And there's a steal. Alyssa Johnson had the steal, but went out of bounds off of her. So the Lady Gators will inbound on the sideline. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nice head fake by Moses and a jumper off the board and in. Moses, two shots have went in, have been bank shots, both of them. There's a try to get a pass down low to Keene, but it was tipped. 5 seconds to go. Gators, Moses, three ball, and it's in. Three ball at the buzzer, and Port Allegheny takes a 7-3 lead at the end of the first quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the second quarter here. We're about to get underway. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest tonight, where your Bradford Lady Owls are taking on the Port Allegheny Lady Gators. So what was a tight game, and it's still a tight game, but Moses hits a floating three-pointer at the buzzer just beyond the line, and the Lady Gators take a 7-3 lead, and they will have possession to start the second quarter. As we spoke of before the game, Moses has all 7 points for the Lady Gators. She leads the Gators in all offensive categories. Moses with the ball now to Dowell. Dowell around the outside, back out to Moses. Over, there's a two ball, long two is in. That was Eric for the Lady Gators. They take a 9-3 lead. In the game for your Lady Owls, we have Dixon, Keene, Kane, and Johnson. Johnson down low to Corey Dixon. Oh, pass was off the mark, and Port Allegheny comes away with it. Okay, Lady Owls, let's get locked down some defense. Lady Owls in a 2-3 zone. Good defense there by Ellie Kane. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Johnson, who is fouled. That foul's on Moses, her first, the team's first. Into the game comes Mallory Craig for Alyssa Johnson for your Lady Owls. Kaylee Dixon inbounds to Ellie Kane. Ellie Kane sets up the play. Back to Kaylee Dixon. Kaylee's going to take a long three off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Port Allegheny down low. Kick out to Moses. Moses at the foul line. Kicks it out to a long two. A long two by... That's the other Eric. I'm going to go ahead and say they're sisters. There's a nice feed inside to Mallory Craig, but her layup is a little too hard. Port Allegheny comes away with it. They've been very strong on the boards, both ends. They get good position because they're not physically larger than the Lady Owls. That's an errant shot, rebounded by Kaylee Dixon, who has the ball, top of the key, setting up the play. She dribbles around and puts a shot up. Keene with a rebound and put back. Haley Keene, strong rebound and put back. And the Lady Owls cut the lead to 11-5. Moses with the ball. There's a long three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Kaylee Dixon. Tipped out of bounds by the Gators. Johnson and Carter coming into the game for Kane and Callie Dixon. So you're going to have Carter, Johnson, Keene, Corey Dixon, and Mallory Craig in there for your Lady Owls. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. 11-5, Lady Owls trail. 5:25 to go in the first half. There's a three ball by Johnson off the mark. Rebounded by Craig. It gets blocked. Johnson with another three off the mark. And a Corey Dixon with a rebound. Lady Owls getting three chances at least this time down. Addie Carter with the ball. Feeds it to Keene down low. Yeah, she's just strong right there. Two girls on her, and Haley Keene powers it up and in. It's 11-7. Port Allegheny leads. Lady Owls still in that 2-3 defense. Moses with the ball up top for Port Allegheny. Pass to the corner, down low. Nice ball movement. Shot's a little too hard by Evans. Rebounded by the Owls. Johnson, Craig. Craig back to Johnson. Keen way out, three-point line. Takes a drive and a floater off the mark. And rebounded by Port Allegheny, and they're off and running. I'm not sure who they're going to get with a foul here, but that foul's on Alyssa Johnson. That's her second, the team's first. Callie Dixon back into the game for Alyssa Johnson. Dixon, Dixon, Keene, Carter, Craig. Good defense by the Lady Owls. They do get it down low to, and then back kicked out for a shot off the mark. Carter with a rebound. Lady Owls trail 11-7, 3:51 to go in the first half. Callie Dixon down low to Keene. Oh, off the mark. It was just a little too hard. It was in and out. It was a nice pass down low. Keene's going to take a three ball. Oh, it's off the mark. And there's a foul on Moses over the back. Yep. That's Moses' second foul, the team's second foul. They don't want her to get in foul trouble. 3:33 to go in the first half. There's a shot by Dixon. Kelly off the mark, rebounded by Moses. Length of the court pass. Oh, kicked back out, and then stolen away by Keene. Keene was looking for somebody to pass to, decided to take it herself down the court. Callie Dixon with the ball, top of the key. Over to Corey Dixon. Down low to Keene, who is fouled. That's on Dowell. That's her third foul on the team's third. Lady Owls will inbound under their own basket. Corey Dixon into Keene, out to Kaylee Dixon for a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny and a foul on Mallory Craig. That's her second. The team's second. And here comes Ellie Kane into the game for Mallory Craig. Port Allegheny leads 11-7, 2:55 to go in the first half. Lady Owl still in that 2-3 zone. Good defense. Port Allegheny trying to get it inside. There's halfway down to Moses, who gets stripped and gets it back and gets a shot up and gets fouled. And that looks like it is going to be. That's on Corey Dixon. Her first and the team's third. We go with what the ref tells us, ladies and gentlemen. Two shots for Moses. First one's up and in. That's 8 points now for Moses in the game. And second one is up and in. 13-7, Lady Gators lead. Full court pressure. Lady Owls break it. Three on one. Nice. Oh, Moses gets all the way back for a steal. Lady Owls at a three on one. They did not pass it crisp enough. And Port Allegheny takes off. Now, Keene got a rebound, but it was tied up. Jump ball. Lady Owls are going to have possession on the jump ball arrow. Alyssa Johnson comes back in for Addie Carter. Full court pressure by the Lady Gators again. Long half court pass, Dixon to Dixon. And they called a travel. So Kaylee inbounded to Corey past half court, but she was trying to catch the baseball pass, football pass, whatever you want to call it, and traveled. So Gators with the ball, down low, tipped away, and stolen by Keene. Alyssa Johnson with the ball. And there's a quick hand by Port Allegheny. Johnson drives, floater, in. Alyssa Johnson, a little creativity there. Lady Owls are back to within four, 13-9. Moses with the ball, way out near half court. Moses lays it off to the corner. Moses again. Fake three. Another fake three. And they get it down low. Quick tip by Keene, stolen away by Johnson. Haley Keene gets a hand on that ball. Pass inbounds. Alyssa Johnson with a three ball off the mark. And Port Allegheny rebounds. 52 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Owls trail 13-9. There's a shot from the corner off the mark, rebounded by Johnson. Johnson's going to, well, she may go all the way. She puts a floater up and in. Alyssa Johnson. And I didn't see what we called there. We have a whistle. Delay a game warning on White. Not sure what they did, ladies and gentlemen. But anyways, the Owls have cut the lead to 2, 13-11. Gators lead 34 seconds to go in the first half. Alyssa Johnson gets the, gets the ball from one end and takes it all the way down. Nice little floater off the board. That's going to be a timeout. Port Allegheny, 30-second timeout. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls trail by 2 to the Lady Gators of Port Allegheny. 34 seconds to go in the first half. Port Allegheny possession under the Lady Owls basket. See if we can get a stop here and get the game tied before halftime. Moses with the ball. Across the timeline. Cruz is in the game now for your Lady Owls. They get it down low to Eric. Down low to Eric, who puts it in. 6 seconds to go. Kelly Dixon, 3 seconds. She's going to take that three off the mark. So at halftime, your Port Allegheny Lady Gators 15, Bradford Lady Owls 11. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with the halftime stats. This is Bradford Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here tonight for the Lady Owls home game versus the Port Allegheny Lady Gators. Currently, the Lady Gators lead the game 15-11. In the first quarter, they jumped out to a 7-3 lead due to a three-pointer at the buzzer. Long floater by Moses for Port Allegheny extended a lead out to 7-3. And then in the second quarter, both teams scored 8 points to maintain that four-point cushion. 15-11. The story of the game is probably the rebounding by the Lady Gators. They've gotten a lot of the rebounds on both ends. They seem to be getting a lot of the 50-50 balls. So the Lady Owls need to pick it up there. They've got a size advantage, but, you know, if you box somebody out, you box them out. So as we said coming into the game, Moses for Port Allegheny leads their team in all statistics. She has 9 points at the half, and Eric has 4, and the other Eric sister has 2. For your Lady Owls, Haley Keene has 6 points. All strong offensive rebound putbacks. I know one, she had a double team on her, and it didn't look promising, and she, you know, strong-armed it up there and in. So nice work there. And Alyssa Johnson has 4 points. Addie Carter added 1. So both teams out here getting their second-half warm-ups in. Kind of quiet in the Owl's Nest right now. I think everybody's listening to me. So let's see if the Lady Owls can mount a comeback here. Coach Pacelli and Coach Bell make some halftime adjustments. Get them to box out. Let's check the foul trouble. There are Dowell for Port Allegheny has 3 fouls, and Moses has 2. For your Lady Owls, Alyssa Johnson with 2 and Mallory Craig with 2. And that would be a few others with 1, but that's certainly not foul trouble. So we're going to take a short break again, and I'll be back with you for the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back for the start of the third quarter here momentarily. James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball tonight on WESB Sports. Thank you for tuning in. I already gave the weather report earlier. The heat wave is here. It's supposed to warm up all night, I think. And then, unfortunately, some rain. Might get in trouble for being a weather forecaster. So, looks like the Lady Gators are going to come out with their original starting five. Moses, Eric, Sowers, Dowell, and Evans. We'll see here in a second how your Lady Owls are going to come out. Lady Owls going to come out with Keane, Dixon, Johnson, and Craig, which is commonly a starting lineup, but it wasn't tonight, as Coach Pacelli searched for a little different mix. So Port Allegheny has possession, and they cross the timeline. Kick ball out of bounds off of Johnson. Lady Gators lead 15-11. Lady Owls 2-3 zone defense. Gators work it around, get it into the foul line, back out, around the outside, three ball, off the mark, long rebound, rebounded by Moses. She's in the corner. She tries to get, she kicks it all the way back out up top. They get it down low to Moses, who banks it in. So Moses picks up right where she left off, and the Lady Gators, full court pressure, there's one of those long passes again. This time they got control, but then the pass was off the mark. So here comes the Gators again. Moses for an 8-foot jump shot in. That's 19-11. Lady Gators out of the gate quickly. Another baseball pass. Mallory Craig fights for it and gets a jump ball. Lady Owls will have possession. Callie Dixon is liking those touchdown passes right now on the inbounds. And I think she knows that Coach, she's coming out of the game for Eddie Carter right now. I think Coach Pacelli is going to say something about those long passes. So inbound pass is tipped out by Port Allegheny. We'll try again here. It's inbounded to Johnson. 19-11, Lady Gators lead. Oh, there's a pass saved by Corey Dixon. And a shot by Carter off the mark, rebounded by Moses. Moses goes all the way and double dribble. They called her on a double dribble. Port Allegheny coach not happy with that. Pressure again by the Lady Gators. They break it. There's Keene at half court. Over to Johnson. Johnson does that floater again, and it's in. I'll tell you, that's three of those for Alyssa Johnson. That's her shot. Little floaters from just inside the foul line. 19-13, Lady Owls trail. Down low to Moses. Dribbles it off her foot. Corey Dixon comes away with it to Johnson. Here's Johnson off and running. She tries another one of them floaters. That one was off the mark. Keene with a strong rebound, and my goodness, they and Keene gets her own rebound and finally draws the foul on Renner. That's her second, the team's first. Haley Keene will be at the line for two. Me, as well as the crowd, thought she should have gotten that a little earlier, but she still worked hard and got it. First one's up and in. 19-14, Port Allegheny leads. One more free throw coming for Haley Keene. Second one is up and good. So Lady Owls cut it back to 4 points. Let's go, defense. Craig, Johnson, Keene. There's a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Corey Dixon to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson off and running. Kicks it out to Addie Carter. Back to Johnson. Johnson over to Keene. Keene's going to drive the baseline. Two girls on her. Shot misses. Gets her own rebound. And then gets fouled. That's on Evans again. Oh, no, sorry. Renner, her third, team second. Lady Owls will inbound under their own basket. Here's Corey Dixon looking for somebody. Gets it to Keene. Keene strong. Oh, off the mark. And then they got Haley Keene with a foul. That's going to be her second one. Team's first. So Keene is getting kind of mugged down low. She's strong-arming some shots up there, though. Port Allegheny with the ball. There's Moses. And it's blocked. Oh, it was blocked. But it's a foul on Corey Dixon, her second. Team second. So Moses will be at the line for two. First one's up and doesn't even move the net. It made it through there without moving the net. 20-15, Lady Gators lead. Second shot is up, and that one's good. It did move the net, though, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, pressure by the Gators. The Owls break it. Johnson with the ball. Corey Dixon down low. Oh, tries to get it down to Mallory Craig. Tipped out of bounds by Port Allegheny. Corey Dixon going to inbound. Inbounds to Keene, who gets fouled. This time they got it. That's going to be a foul on Dowell, her fourth. That's her fourth foul, and Haley Keene will be at the line for two. Lady Owls trail by 6, 21-15. First one's up and off the mark. Into the game for Dowell comes Sowers for Port Allegheny. Haley Keene, one more at the line. It's up, and it's off the mark. And, oh, I thought that was going to be off of Port Allegheny, but it was off of Kelly Dixon. So Port Allegheny's going to inbound the ball with a six-point lead. 4:49 to go here in the third quarter. They're going to, now the referees are talking. I think they got that, well, I can't, I think that they got the call wrong, but. They're going to go with it. So Port Allegheny gets the ball. They're going to cross the timeline. Lady Owls back in their 2-3 zone defense. They get it down to Garcia, kicks it back out. That's a long two off the mark. Craig fights for the rebound. Jump ball. That'll stay with Port Allegheny. Mallory Craig fought for the rebound there and created a jump ball. There's a try for the inbound, stolen away by Corey Dixon. Callie Dixon with the ball. Looking for somebody and takes the three. Oh, and it's just off the mark. Rebound goes to Port Allegheny. 4:13 to go in the third. 21-15, Lady Gators lead. Gert, oh, Moses with a pass tipped out of bounds by the Lady Owls. Lady Gators inbound in front of their bench. Inbound to Moses, shot off the mark. Kaylee Dixon with the rebound to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson across the timeline, over to Corey. 30-second timeout called by Coach Pacelli and the Lady Owls. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here for Lady Owls basketball tonight against the Lady Gators of Port Allegheny. Port Allegheny currently leads 21-15, 3:47 to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls with possession. They will be inbounding on the sideline. Corey Dixon into her sister, Kaylee. Kaylee dribbles around and all the way down. She saw a little opening and a little too hard. Mallory Craig with a rebound and the shot missed. Moses with a rebound for Port Allegheny. She's off and running. Oh, and she puts it up and it's off the mark. Callie Dixon with a rebound. Callie got cut or broke a nail or some darn thing. She's got some pain in her hand right now. There's a kick out. Johnson goes in for that little floater again. Oh, it's in and out. Corey Dixon with a rebound. Corey gets it up and is fouled. That's Moses' third foul. 3:06 to go in the third. Corey Dixon's first free throw is off the mark. It's also the fourth foul on Port Allegheny for the third quarter, so the next one, the Lady Owls, will be shooting two. Second free throw's up and off the mark again and rebounded by Port Allegheny. Moses with the ball. You've got Dixon, Keene, Craig, and Johnson in there. There's a floater. A floater by Eric, and it goes. Opened it up. Port Allegheny's opened up an 8-point lead. Callie Dixon with the ball. Down low, and it was tried to get it down low to her sister, broken up by Moses and taken away. There goes Moses, and she loses control, and it goes out of bounds. Addie Carter's going to come into the game for Callie Dixon. Here comes Johnson. 8-point lead for the Lady Gators. Moses tried for a steal there, and the Owls had an odd man advantage, but she hustled back and got back into the mix. Johnson all the way around, under the basket to Carter. Carter tries to get it into Keene, and it's broken up and taken by the Gators. There's a jump shot off the mark, rebounded by Corey Dixon. Johnson with the ball. Johnson over to Corey Dixon on the wing. Corey dribbles, picks it up. Now she's looking for someone. Gets it to Addie Carter. Back to Johnson. Looking for Keene down low. They got it to her. Nice. Nice pass and a nice reverse layup by Keene. Alyssa Johnson found her from out above the foul line. Got it down low, and she laid it in. There's a three ball off the mark. That's out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Owls basketball, trailing by six. And Callie Dixon back into the game for Mallory Craig. So Dixon, Carter, Keene, and Johnson for your Lady Owls. Johnson's almost stolen away by Moses. Tipped out of bounds. Lady Owls got to get crisper passes here. They're telegraphing their passes and getting broken up and stolen away. Johnson back to Corey Dixon. She gets it down to Keene again. Oh, off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. Three ball for Garcia. Off the mark. Rebounded by Corey Dixon. Johnson, oh, couldn't get enough on the pass. Addie Carter had hustled and gotten ahead of the defense, but Johnson couldn't get enough on it. It's intercepted by Moses. They're going to play for one shot. It looks like 24 seconds to go. It's stolen away by Carter. Here comes Johnson. Lady Owls trail by six. Carter going to go with it. Oh, off the front rim. Rebounded by Moses. Moses is going to try to take it coast-to-coast, possibly 3 seconds. She gets fouled. Oh, no. They called the double dribble on Moses again. And a little jawing here with the Port Allegheny coach and the referee. So 2.7 seconds. Lady Owls have to go the length of the court. Dixon heaves it down, gets it to her sister, who gets a shot off. Oh, it worked well, but the shot was in and out. So the end of the third quarter, Port Allegheny Gators 23, your Bradford Lady Owls 17. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, Lady Owls basketball versus the Lady Gators of Port Allegheny. We're going to head into the fourth quarter. Lady Owls trail by six, 23-17. They're going to need to get on a nice little run here on Port Allegheny extended a four-point lead to 6 points there in the third quarter. Looks like Lady Owls will have possession to start the fourth quarter. We're going to start on the floor with Dixon, Johnson, Carter, Keene. And Allie... Kaylee Dixon drives and is fouled. She'll be at the line for two. Foul on Daniels, her second, team's first. Callie has a chance for two here, cut into the lead. First one's up and off the back of the rim. Second one on its way. And in and out. Rebounded by Moses. 6-point lead for the Lady Gators and possession. Working it around the outside. Lady Owls in that 2-3 zone. Moses with the ball up top. Over to Evans. Daniels with the ball now. Back to Moses. Good defense by the Lady Owls. They get it down low to Moses. A shot way up off the backboard and in for Moses. And they stretch the lead back to 8 points. Here comes Dixon with a little bit of an opening. She takes it in and they puts it in and they call a charge. Callie Dixon with a charge. That's her second foul. And the team's first. So it looked like it might have been an and one there, but they got Callie for the charge. Port Allegheny inbounds with an 8-point lead. 6:52 to go in the game. Good defense by Johnson. Gets it to Moses. Moses travels before the head coach could call timeout. She tripped and was laying on the floor. Coach, once again, not happy with the officials. Kaylee Dixon inbounds to Johnson. Lady Owls need to get a hoop here. Down by 8. 6.5 to go. Dixon with the ball. Callie Dixon takes it all the way. Haley Keene comes out to the three-point line and takes a defender with her. And Dixon drives it in and off the backboard and in. 6-point game. See if we can get a stop. Come on, ladies. There's Moses with the ball. Almost stolen by your Lady Owls. Oh, Eddie Carter gets a hand on it. But Port Allegheny maintains possession. There's the ball stolen away by Keene. Down by 6. Lady Owls with the ball. Fake. Oh. That's a kick ball. Callie Dixon tried to drive it down and then pass it back, but it was kicked by Port Allegheny. So Lady Owls will inbound under their own basket. Down by 6. High inbound to Haley Keene. She's going to take a dribble and put it up off the glass, and it's too hard. Port Allegheny comes away with it. Moses over to Renner. Eric on the wing. Back to Moses. Kicked out. Off the mark. That's a shot off the mark by Eric. And the Lady Owls rebound. Carter. Dixon. Dixon goes right to the hole. Two shots, and that's the fourth foul on Moses, I think. That is the fourth foul on Moses with 4:57 to go in the game. She's going to come out of the game. And she has... ...17 points for the Gators. First free throws off the mark. So she has 17 of the 25 and currently sitting on the bench with 4 fouls. Callie Dixon with a second of 2. It's in. Timeout called by Coach Pichelli. It's a full timeout. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Jane Patrick, 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter in the game. Lady Gators lead the Lady Owls 25-20, and Gators have possession. Inbounding it 90 feet from the basket. Lady Owls back 2-3 zone. Carter, Johnson, Dixon, Keene in there for your Lady Owls. Port Allegheny slowing the action down right now. Going into a four corners type thing. And stolen away by Carter. Carter off to Johnson. Johnson to Dixon. Oh, and Dixon throws it away. Oh, Keene almost saved it. .419 to go in the game. Still 25-20. Port Allegheny with possession. So it looked like Port Allegheny was going to use up some clock that last time, but Eddie Carter jumped in the lane and stole a pass away. Looks like a similar thing here. Way out by half court, dribbling around. Under 4 minutes now. Good ball handling here by the Lady Gators. And there's a tip by Johnson. Oh, taken back by the Gators. Almost a steal by Alyssa Johnson. 3:26 to go. Lady Gators working around. They're just methodically taking time off the clock here. We're under 3 minutes to go. Lady Gators with a 5-point lead. And there's a pass to a wide open Sowers for her 2 points, first 2 points of the game. So they used up 2+ minutes there and got a hoop. Alyssa Johnson called for the charge. She completely ran a girl over there, folks. So 7-point Lady Gators lead. They're going to have possession. Ellie Kane going to check into the game for the Lady Owls. Next dead ball. I would assume they're going to go back to this burn up the clock. And there goes, nope. Looks like Dowell takes it all the way to the basket and puts up the shot. Alyssa Johnson with a foul, and that's 3 fouls on her and 3 on the team. First shot is up and good by Dowell. That's her first point of the game. Ellie Kane comes into the game for Alyssa Johnson. Back to an 8-point lead for Port Allegheny with one free throw left. 2:25 to go in the game. And the second free throw is up and good. That's a full timeout taken by Port Allegheny. We'll come back in just a little bit. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. We're 2 minutes or so, a little bit more left in the game. Lady Owls trail by 9, 29-20. Lady Gators just had a possession recently where they ran off 2.5 minutes, just slowing things down, and then they worked it to a wide-open girl underneath who laid it in. Those are the backbreakers when they can burn time like that and still get two. So Lady Owls are going to inbound here with 2:25 to go, down by 9. Callie Dixon into Ellie Kane. Ellie Kane across the timeline, back to Callie Dixon. Looking for an open player. Callie still dribbling. Takes it all the way. Finds a hole. Gets the shot up and gets fouled. She'll shoot two. That foul's on Renner. Her fourth as well. .206 to go. Two shots coming up for Dixon. First one's up and good. End of the game comes Moses for Port Allegheny. And Perez, or no, Cruz. Cruz for the Lady Owls in place of Mallory Craig. One more shot for Callie Dixon. It's up and in. So a 7-point game, 2:06 to go. Lady Owls pressure the ball. Port Allegheny breaks it across the timeline. You can see why Cruz is in here for defensive skills. She's all over that girl, but Port Allegheny maintains possession. And there's a go to the basket. Oh, a shot missed by Eric. And the rebound goes off Corey Dixon's hands. So Port Allegheny will maintain possession. 1:43 to go. 7-point lead for the Lady Gators. Inbound to Moses. And who's going to dribble toward half court to take some time off the clock. Ooh. There's a hard foul by Callie Dixon, her third, the team's fourth. Looks like the Lady Owls are going to have to get them into a foul shooting situation here with the next foul. Keen guarding the inbounder makes it very difficult. She's tall and long. And there is a foul on Ellie Kane, her first, the team's fifth. Johnson and Craig coming back into the game. It'll be Dowell at the line shooting two. First one's up and good. Here comes Johnson and Craig for Cruz and Ellie Kane. One more shot here for Port Allegheny with an 8-point lead. Dowell, it's up and off the mark. And off of Port Allegheny. Lady Owls basketball trailing by 8. 1:28 to go in the game. Alyssa Johnson to Callie Dixon, who goes the whole way and is fouled. That is Renner's fifth foul, and she is fouled out of the game. In comes Cruz and Kane again. Offense for defense here. First one's up and good by Kelly Dixon. A little confusion here with Renner fouling out and making sure they get a replacement in there. So Callie Dixon's going to have a second shot. Lady Owls trail by seven. Second shot's up. Good. Six-point game. Pressure on the ball. Cruz, they get it in. Port Allegheny across the timeline. Good defense by the Lady Owls. There's a timeout taken by Port Allegheny. And it's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here this time. 108 to go in the game. Lady Owls trail by six. They fell down by four in the first quarter, and they've, you know, pretty much just stayed the same since. One player fouled out for Port Allegheny. Moses has four. Lady Owls, most fouls are three. Both teams are in the bonus, and it's a six-point game, 30-24. So Port Allegheny's going to have possession as we get underway here. 108 to go. Lady Owls need a steal and a quick three. That would liven this place up a little bit. Moses is going to be the inbounder. Cruz on her. Inbound to, and it's hard off the glass, rebounded by Port Allegheny twice, and then rebounded by Ellie Kane. Here comes the Lady Owls. Keene. Keene's going to go. Oh. Okay. That's a foul against Ellie Kane, or Haley Keene. And she's going to be at the line for two. 12-2. That is Eric's second foul for Port Allegheny. Keene is going to be at the line. First one's up and off the mark. 55.5 to go. Second one is up and good. So we have a five-point game. 55 seconds to go. Lady Owls with the pressure. There's a bad pass that ends up going, staying with Port Allegheny. 45 seconds to go. There goes 23 all the way in, and she is fouled by Corey Dixon. That's her third foul. Be two shots for Dowell. Up by five. Alyssa Johnson and Mallory Craig will check back in after the first one. First one's up and in. Back to a six-point game. 39 seconds to go. One more shot coming here for Port Allegheny. Second one is up and off the mark, rebounded by Corey Dixon. Here comes Alyssa Johnson, fast down the court, down to Keene. Keene's going to try to make something happen. Oh, and it's off the mark. Corey Dixon with her first points of the game. We're down to a four-point game. And there's a foul on Corey Dixon. That's her fourth. 20.5 to go. Four-point game, 31-27. That was a strong rebound there and put back by Corey Dixon. Daisy Green comes in for Corey. Oh, that's her fifth foul. I'm sorry, folks. Corey fouls out with five. I had her down as four. This is going to be Sowers. Off the mark, gets her own board. It's two shots. We were thinking the old days of the one and one. Sowers with two shots. First one was off the mark, so Lady Owls with a chance to cut in here with a second one's up and in. 5-point game, 20 seconds to go. Johnson to the corner. Craig, long two, is fouled. And she will shoot two. That's fouls on Evans. Mallory Craig will be at the line for two. 13.3 to go. 5-point game. Oh, in and out. Cruz and Kane come back in for Johnson and Daisy Green. Offense, defense situation. 5-point game, 13.3. One more shot for Craig. Up, off the mark. Rebounded by Port Allegheny. And there's a foul away from the ball. A foul on, wow, a foul on Moses away from the ball, and she will foul out of the game. And the Lady Owls will be at the line for two again. Away from the ball, they got Moses with a arm foul. So this looks like it's going to be Dixon. A lot of confusion. 8.4 to go here. 5-point game. The Lady Owls, I thought, would be shooting two. The referee standing at half court with the ball. Timeout, Bradford. That's a full timeout. So with a score of 32-27 with 8 seconds to go, this is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back for the fantastic finish here, I hope. 5-point deficit for the Lady Owls, and they're going to inbound the ball, apparently, at half court. I would have guessed, I don't know. It was a foul on Kane, away from the ball, in the backcourt. They are over the limit, but it must not qualify as a free throwable offense. So Lady Owls are going to inbound. 8 seconds to go. Dixon with the ball in the corner. Dixon drives and gets stuffed. He gets it back, puts it up, and in. That's going to run the clock out, or they may put just a tad back on. That's going to be the end of the game, ladies and gentlemen. The final score tonight is 32 for the Lady Gators and 29 for your Lady Owls. So a 3-point victory for the Lady Gators. I'm going to add up some stats and get back to you here. This was Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And welcome back, James Patrick at the Owl's Nest, where tonight the Lady Owls fall in a non-league matchup against the Lady Gators from Port Allegheny, 32-29. Pretty much a tight game throughout. The Lady Owls fell behind by 4 points in the first quarter, and it finished as a three-point game. So they couldn't get over the top there. Early in the game, they were out-rebounded quite a bit. And then later in the game, they got more physical, and they came back, but they come up a little bit short. So leading the way for the Lady Gators was Moses with 17 points, and Eric with 6, Dowell with 4, and Sowers with 3. Leading scorer for your Lady Owls was Haley Keene with 10 and Callie Dixon with 9. Alyssa Johnson pitched in 6. Corey Dixon 2. Addie Carter and Ellie Kane 1 apiece. So Lady Owls will be back in action on Wednesday night as they travel to Elk County for a league matchup against the, it's a tough 14-1 basketball team down there in Elk County. Lady Crusaders won the state volleyball championship earlier this year, or late last year, I would call it. But it's pretty much the same girls that are on that team as the basketball team. If you remember many years ago, we had very much success with our volleyball team, and it equated to equal success on the basketball court. So this is James Patrick. I'm going to sign off here from the Owl's Nest. Once again, the final score, the Lady Gators of Port Allegheny 32 and your Bradford Lady Owls 29. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.